From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a Canadian man, mistakenly on a terror watch list, was arrested by U.S. authorities and sent to Syria. He was imprisoned and tortured for a year. Now he's exonerated. We'll hear from a Canadian official who investigated.
But we begin today with President Bush at the United Nations in New York. The president will speak before the UN General Assembly. Mr. Bush has addressed the annual meeting each year of his presidency. His talks to the UN have often reflected the White House's most urgent priorities. I'm joined now by NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. And Don, what do we expect to hear from the president later today?
First, I need to tell you that things are running late up at the UN. We had expected the president to be done with his speech right now. There's a whole roster of world leaders who will be stepping up one after another, giving speeches. They're each allotted 15 minutes, and the president was supposed to go at 11:30. But we've gotten a preview from the White House, and if that preview is accurate, he'll be talking about really the other part of the equation in what Mr. Bush always refers to as the war on terror. And this is, you know, what it will mean to the world in terms of that fight if there are more democracies, more viable democracies, more people who live in freedom and thus have a voice in their own countries. And he'll be speaking specifically, really, to the need for an entity, an institution like the United Nations, to step up and assist countries like Iraq, like Lebanon, like the Palestinian Authority, in hopes of really helping democracy spread through that region. It's something we've heard from the president in the past, and that'll be the focus, we're told, today.
Well, speaking of the past, he does address the General Assembly each year, and I'm wondering if this year his address will be substantially different from past addresses.
It does sound like it's going to speak to a broader picture in an effort to find things that the United Nations would have a hard time actually disagreeing with. Now, even though he's going to be talking about that broad spread of democracy, what we don't know is the degree to which he will focus on the one big issue that is dominating everything at the United Nations this week, and that is Iran and what should be done about what the U.S. and the Europeans see as a very real threat. That is an Iran that they believe is developing a nuclear weapons program. So that will come up. And it's interesting to look back at the history and to see if that will affect the credibility with which whatever the White House is trying to do on Iran is viewed this week. You may recall that in 2001, it was right after 9/11. So the president spoke to the UN and he was greeted with, you know, a tremendous amount of goodwill from the nations assembled there because of the terrorist attacks in Washington and New York. But by the next year when he spoke, he was already laying the groundwork for a war in Iraq. And that was not a popular idea. But let me read you just one quick quote from what the president said that year. He said, "History and facts and logic lead to one conclusion, that Saddam Hussein's regime is a grave and gathering danger. To suggest otherwise is to hope against the evidence." It's that kind of assertion that hurts the president's credibility there today.
And quickly, Don, Iran's president is there also at the UN. And are the two men likely to meet?
We are told by the White House they will not meet, that the president has no interest in talking to him. But it's always possible, the UN is a busy place this time of year, that there could be a chance passing in a hallway that could be a bit awkward, certainly interesting.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that and wait for the president to begin speaking. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne, thank you, Don.
You're welcome.